interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Another news.
And then repeat the substance of the bulletin.
Reports just in.
Welcome to Hardly the Headlines. I'm Doug Groff reporting. Starting off here with a Montana man who allegedly fed vodka to a Pomeranian mix was arrested on animal cruelty charges after investigators found that the dog's blood alcohol content was more than four times the legal limit. I didn't know dogs had a legal limit. According to a police affidavit, officers were called to a bar earlier this month when two men brought in the intoxicated dog. When an employee placed the canine, known as Arlie the Second, on the floor, he was unable to walk in a straight line and continually fell over and lost his balance. Police took the 20-pound animal to a clinic for evaluation where he registered the BAC of .348. 49-year-old man was charged with misdemeanor animal cruelty as well as felony drug possession after cops found a bag of hydrocodone pills on the ground where he was standing outside the bar. Arlie the Second is now recovering at a Humane Society animal shelter. Keeping on our animal theme, a veterinarian says acting like a flying squirrel may have saved a cat from a serious 19-story plunge from a Boston high-rise. Sugar the cat had no broken bones or cuts, just some bruising on her lungs after the fall from a window her owner Brittany Kirk had opened to enjoy the recent unseasonably warm weather. The estimated fall for Sugar was between 150 and 200 feet. Her owner figures she used one or two or maybe eight of her nine lives. Veterinarian Hugh Davis says in falls from high places, cats place their legs in a flying squirrel position to slow their descent. A Honolulu judge took matters into his own hands when a man jumped onto his bench and broke a flagpole in two. The Department of Safety says District Judge Lano Lee knocked the man down and put him in a chokehold. Lano Lee already sounds like a kung fu action hero. Stephen Michael Haug was charged with disorderly conduct, obstruction of government operations, and criminal property damage.
Moron!
Sheriff Sean Tusu said Haug had been going from courtroom to courtroom in the Honolulu District Court building screaming. He allegedly grabbed the Hawaiian flag, broke the staff, and was swinging it around. He's currently being held at the correctional center on $1,500 bail. That's one judge you don't want to mess with. Lano Lee. That is Hardly the Headlines. I'm Doug Groff reporting.